The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, time for our ultimate guide as ever. We're joined by Fionn Davenport, travel journalist and Lonely Planet author. Fionn, where are we off to today?
We're off to Australia, but in 15 months' time.
Ooh. How yeah. come? Why 15
well, because
months?
The 2027 Rugby World Cup is on in Australia. In starts, our pool games have already been set. So Ireland are playing their three pool games on the 4th, 10th and 17th of October across three different cities. So I just thought, given that there are some early offers already available and that 750,000 tickets have already been snapped up for the various pool games and knockouts, I just thought, look, if you're planning to go to the Rugby World Cup, now is the time to start thinking about it.
Okay, wow. So talk us through, the three fixtures are in three different cities.
Yeah, so Ireland play Portugal in Sydney on the 4th of October 2027. They play Scotland in Perth on the 10th of October. And then a week later on the 17th, Ireland v Uruguay in Melbourne. So if you consider, like, that's, I mean, Sydney-Melbourne perhaps isn't a huge amount of organization for travel because it's, you know, it's on the East Coast, but the middle game, so the one against Scotland, which is in Perth, so you're
West
really,
Coast.
I mean, West Coast, and when we talk about West Coast, what are we talking? Yeah. Thousands and
We're
thousands
not talking about
of
Galway
miles.
And
it's
Dublin.
It's a 5.5 hour flight, you know, so.
Internally.
Internally, yeah.
Okay. I am kind of interested in this trip
in
going, but what would put me off, not only is the amount of time it might take or what have you, but how expensive are we talking?
Okay, so let's go through the deals first. So, like, at an entry level, like, the official Rugby World Cup experience program, they have these packages for the pool game against Uruguay in Melbourne, for instance. And it includes two nights accommodation and a match ticket. And prices start at around €530 per person, rises to about 810, depending on the category of hotel and ticket type. But then again, like, you're not traveling all the way out to Australia for two nights. So that's literally just an entry-level package. Now, if you're looking to really ramp it up, like one of the flagship kind of knockout stage products is called the Boomerang Tour, and this is put out by Rugby Travel Ireland, which is operated by Cholester Travel. €9,995 per person sharing. And that that's also...
Okay, so 10 grand. And what do you get for that?
Well, what you do is you get all of the matches, the pool matches, the round of 16 and the quarterfinals.
Wow. What happens if Ireland get to the semi-final? Oh, no, that can't happen, sorry.
You stop that now. How are Bowles doing, Shane, again? Remind me.
I won 3-0 last night, Ciara. Thanks,
Amin. Damn it.
Yeah, I think. Thanks for asking.
Come on, the Bowles.
So... yeah.
No, sorry, go on. So that gets you group pool games... And quarterfinal.
Round of 16 and quarters.
Round of 16 and quarterfinal.
If you want to say, for example, to split the difference, so Steen Travels, which is an official sub-agent for the tournament, they're selling a package that includes all three of Ireland's pool matches in Sydney, Perth and Melbourne with transfers between. And the tour is priced at $8,795 per person sharing with a single, but the single room supplement, if you wanted to go on your own, and oftentimes I think, would you though? Would you go out on your own?
You mightn't go on your own, but you might want your own room. Do you know,
if you were with a gang of friends,
yeah. You may not want to bunk in with
So the
Billy
single
or
room
someone.
Supplement is $4,500 for this one. And for the previous one that I mentioned, the Boomerang Tour, the single supplement is only, and I'm using air quotes, $2,295.
Wow. Okay, I'm bunking in with Billy.
Now, if you only want to attend part of the tournament, say, right? So there's UK-based operator Gulliver Sports Travel. They have these knockout stage packages that are around €1,650 per person. Shorter match and hotel breaks, they start from approximately €705. Here's the thing. If you're going out to Australia, you're committing to be in the tournament. Nobody's going out just to see one game and then go home. That's just a waste of your time. So effectively, something like this... And given that we're still 15 months out, the prices are only going to get higher.
You reckon?
That's true. But that's three matches, but you're in Australia for, there's no way you're going to Australia for less than probably 2 weeks at a minimum.
Absolutely.
It's too
I think
far.
The shortest I've been, I went to Australia once for 10 days and it nearly killed me.
Yeah, so
can I just say, as a slight digression, I was in Australia for a weekend once.
Yeah, but where did you go from?
Okay, we went to New Zealand after it.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah. He tells that story all the time, very smugly. But, obviously, if you're only going to three, supposing you're going for the group stage, you're going for three games, but you're going to be there for 2 weeks, what else are you going to do?
Well, you have three cities that are in and of themselves worthy destinations in their own right. Melbourne is, with all respects to Sydney, Melbourne is the sporting and cultural capital of Australia. It's also featured in my top 10 cities in the world list. I adore Melbourne. Victorian architecture, amazing street art, amazing food scene, coffee. Like the highlights, the Botanic Gardens, the Hosier Lane and the laneways, all that kind of the street art in the back streets of the city. The MCG.
The home of Australian sport, really, isn't it?
It is the home of Australian sport. I've been to the, well, the Boxing Day test or the Stevens Day test in the MCG. And this is going back to like 2003, where I watched Australia, India. And it was superb. It's such a wonderful stadium. St Kilda, like the seaside neighbourhood of Melbourne, great, great food. I mean, really good, good food. My friend Eliza, who's a Melbournean, I don't know if this is actually true, but she insists that Melbourne gets more sun than Sydney, which always seems a bit odd to me because winter times in Melbourne can get chilly.
Rains a lot in Sydney, though.
Yeah, it does.
It does rain a lot in Sydney because Sydney is closer to that subtropical belt.
Yeah.
So if you go north into upper Brisbane or upper Queensland, then you're into the subtropical. So you have jungle, and key feature of the jungle is rainfall. So
key feature of the jungle in my head about going to Australia, which puts me off, is insects.
And big insects.
Yeah.
Big, big insects.
Big, big hunter spiders, wolf spiders, and things the size of dinner plates. This is what puts me off. I don't know how I'm going
to
navigate this.
I got to break it to your friend. According to Google, Sydney gets significantly more sun and sunshine hours.
Eliza,
Melbourne.
I did my best for you. I did my best for you in Melbourne.
We plump for the coffee, though.
Yeah, we do plump for the coffee. So Sydney, so the second city that Ireland is playing its group games in. Like, again, what Sydney is one of the beautiful cities. It's just great natural harbour, iconic landmarks, the Harbour Bridge, the Opera House. I mean, just the setting alone with those orange-coloured ferries that ply their trade up and down the harbour. It's just one of those settings. It's even if you've never been to Sydney, you know exactly what it's like. It's like New York. You've seen it 1,000 times. You know, and one of the great things about arriving in Sydney is that it doesn't disappoint. It's exactly as you hoped and imagined it would be. When you arrive because of jet lag, you were likely going to be up at some insane hour in the morning, like 3 o'clock. And rather than kind of just sit around fighting against wakefulness, just get up, go down and do the harbour in the early morning. Watch the sunrise behind the Opera House. It's absolutely divine. You've got the beaches, Bondi, Manly. Bondi is the one that everybody goes to. And Sydney Siders will tell you, Bondi, no.
Manly. That's great waves on Bondi, isn't there?
I mean, I'm sure there's great waves in a lot of the beaches.
What's the one? Coogee, is that another
Coogee?
Yeah,
yes. Are you a surfer? Yeah.
No, but I think if I went down there, I'd give it a lash. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, why not?
What about Perth? Because Perth is probably less visited by Irish people than Melbourne or Sydney.
So Perth is where the Rugby World Cup kicks off. It's Australia v Hong Kong, China at the Perth Stadium. And so, yes, as I said, Ireland v Scotland. So arguably, the match will determine the first and second position It 100% will determine whether we finish first or second in the group. So it's the most important match we'll have is taking place in...
The other two are gimmies, let's be honest.
Yeah, and it's really just about like how players are going to feel acclimatizing to the environment, etc. Like Indian Ocean in October, just about swimmable. Cottesloe Beach is the one. You can take the ferry to Rottnest Island. Like Perth is... I remember Perth is an incredibly wealthy city. It's a very modern city, very beautiful. And it's the access to that kind of northern Australia. So you can go up the coast and the mining towns and a huge Irish community in Perth who work those seasonal jobs up the ways.
Who work as doctors and nurses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Perth is a great destination. It's very, very different to Melbourne and Sydney. No less beautiful. Actually, probably, if you like, it lacks a bit of the history, I would argue, that Sydney and Melbourne have. It's a really interesting place.
Just to finish, Fionn, if you are thinking of going to the World Cup, would you go package or would you plan your own itinerary?
I've always favoured independent travel myself. But like, just to take the headache and heartache and worry and stress out of what is, for many, I would argue the vast majority of people, a bucket list experience. I would probably go the package, because if only it's just guarantees you tickets, maybe not for the group stages. I don't know that Ireland v Uruguay is going to sell out necessarily.
You'll get tickets.
Yeah. But like in terms of for the later stages, I think that's the one. And then also a travel agent will, because there's internal travel, unless you're that way inclined, for a lot of people, they just want, look, I just want to go and enjoy myself. I've paid the money up front. It's a bucket list experience. I've saved and scrimped for whatever amount of time. This is what I'm going to spend my money on.
And I suppose if you were going to go to Australia, this wouldn't be a bad time to go, because there's a big, you know, event on.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, it's kind of interesting that Australian rugby or rugby union is in the doldrums, and it's a bit of a mess, but like their ability to host a tournament is unparalleled. It's absolutely top notch.
All right, we'll leave it there. Fionn Davenport, as always, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.